varies. What inspires your work? What, brings you to, put on the costume and assume that identity of that character?
A lot of the time, it's actually the soundtrack. I will listen to, when I'm making a costume, I will put on the OST for the game or the anime or the series that I'm working on, and it really gets me pumped up and it gets me into the mode for the character. And I also do a lot of like research before I put on the character, finally put on the character too. I look up multiple like pictures and fan art and just stuff like that just to get myself like pumped for the character.
Indeed. And what part of you, I mean, is it you become the character or does the character become you?
Wow, that's actually a tricky question. I think it's more along the lines I think I become the character. I think it's probably actually honestly a little bit of both. I
Okay.
do tend to pick characters that are kind of in my personality range, but at the same time, I also feel like I do become the character because I'm so invested and so interested in the character that I pick up some of their personality traits and use those.
Very good. And what are your for those who are maybe getting into it a little sitting on the fence about it, I mean, what are your tips for those who might consider making their own costumes or just simply going in costume to a convention for the first time or in a new costume to a convention for the first time?
My biggest tip is don't be afraid. I was afraid for like the first 5 to 6 years that I'd even known about cosplay. I didn't even like think that it would be something that, people would make fun of me and stuff like that. No. These are people who are just like you. They are into anime, they love cosplay, and they love video games. They are going to embrace you and they are going to love you. Also, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I will tell you, my first costume that I made, I bought a good chunk of fabric that cost me way too much money, but you have to learn somehow, and a lot of us learn by making mistakes, and you can't be afraid of that. That's, I feel like, holds so many people back, is just being afraid of messing up. It's okay if you mess up, because that's how you learn.
Very well. And is there anything else about it? I mean, anything else you'd like to pass along about cosplaying to my audience?
I don't know. Well, it's a lot
It
of fun.
is good fun.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. You meet some of my best friends, actually my closest friends. I don't even really have a lot of friends from high school or college anymore, but my closest friends are all cosplayers and video game enthusiasts. I mean, I connect with them on such a different level than what I did with people in high school and college that you will have friends for life if you cosplay with if you go to a con and cosplay, because the people are absolutely amazing.
And you'd say probably the bonds are much stronger in that regard, that they kind of will keep up with the times.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, these people are so tight with me that, this is the closest I've ever been with people before. I mean, I was, like I said, I was kind of shy meeting people back when I was in like high school and college. So having these close friends and like getting able to like be the character, with these people that I'm meeting at conventions, it really does. You have a very strong bond with these people.
And what would you say about that? That this is a kind of way for, people who are young adults to, middle-aged and even older adults to kind of, be a part of something that's a real social community that, kind of keeps going. I mean, what
Oh,
are your
definitely.
thoughts on that?
I think my thoughts on that are it's great because I feel like a lot of adults and a lot of, everybody's very focused on school, career. There's no time for socializing. You've got to pay bills and blah 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 blah. Adult life. That's not everything about life. You've got to have happiness too. And going to these social events like this, like conventions, it really helps. It really helps people realize that social bonds also help strengthen you as well.
And would you say that it's kind of, the older replacement for the way we interacted when we were much younger as teenagers and as children.
Oh, I would definitely, I think I would agree with that. I think it builds on our like friend groups and, you know, I guess like going to the mall and stuff like that, that like kids did. I'm terrible. I really didn't do that stuff when I was in high school. I was always pushed to sports, but, yeah, but no, I think it really does. I think it builds and it allows, you know, us older people to socialize a little bit, and it builds on that. It allows us to continue making social connections and being, you know, with people and stuff like that.
And of course, there are plenty of parties and social gatherings.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, do you have Artemis Moon? Do you have any websites to promote any of your works?
Well, you can find me on pretty much everything. I'm on my Facebook page is Artemis Moon Cosplay. I do have a Twitter at Artemis Moon Cos, so COS. And then I also have a DeviantArt and a Tumblr.
Marvelous. Well, Artemis Moon, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit with me this evening.
Thank you. I really appreciate you talking with me.
It's a pleasure. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.